2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Your home for the best coverage of the Jazz, Utes, Cougars, and Aggies.
Y'all ready?
This is Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery.
Is that show, right?
On 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
All right, welcome back. It's Unrivaled, 97.5, 1280, The Zone, and The Zone Sports Network, powered by KSLSports.com. Joining us on the program, our Jazz insider, Ben Anderson, host of course, Jake and Ben, 10 a.m. to noon here on 97.5 and 1280, The Zone. Hey, now that we're into the second week here, Ben, this is just between us, okay, you, me, and Scott, because, you know, we're the new guys on the block here. How's it been for you?
Yep. I'm loving it. Yeah, this is really awesome. Easy, and I got to tell you what, guys. 2 hours is pretty smooth. 2 hours is pretty cool. You guys have it easy. You guys have it easy over there.
For sure. Listen, back in the day, there was a time when I had to go 5 hours on Nightside. And they finally cut it down to four. And then when it got to three, a three-hour show was like I woke up from a nap or something. It was so dang easy. And 2 hours, heck, I could sneeze a two-hour show. You know, that's what I always thought. But that
I think
said,
you could talk nonstop through 2 hours by yourself, no interruptions, no one there. That's what I think.
Yeah, you and Jake already have the chemistry thing down. It's awesome to listen to. And we've got three undefeated teams in the NBA so far this year, which I love. The Bulls, the Warriors, and your Utah Jazz.
The Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, the Golden State Warriors. Scott needed to put that in there just to tell you. But tonight the Nuggets are coming to town, Ben, and I'm confused about – I'm not confused, but – I feel like a 7-point line in this game in favor of the Jazz is a lot. Am I crazy to think that the reigning league MVP might come in there with something hot to offer for Rudy Gobert?
Yeah, I think they might be trying to get people on the fact that Jazz have had 3 days off and the Nuggets played last night and actually lost to the Cleveland Cavaliers. So clearly, you know, Denver's not quite right, but they also crushed the Phoenix Suns early in the season. So I think that's a little bit of a dangerous line to play with if I'm looking at it. But that's also why I don't gamble. So, you know, I think, you know, Jokic is going to come in, and he gave the Jazz a ton of work last year with 35 points and 11 rebounds and 9 assists. He really understood what the Jazz were trying to do and how to attack them. Now, the Nuggets only won one of the three matchups last year. But, you know, this is a great player. This is a once-in-a-lifetime player that we're watching in Nikola Jokic. And, yeah, Denver's going to come in, especially on TNT, looking to get revenge for their loss last night.
It looks like Rudy Gobert is chippier than he's normally chip on his shoulder self. How do you think he'll fare against Jokic tonight?
You know, I think
and moving forward,
things,
really.
Yeah, I think one of the things Rudy's had to figure out is to not try and win the battle with Nikola Jokic statistically. And he's not going to. You know, Nikola Jokic is just, he's so productive. He's so good. The things he does are so unique. And even, you know, Gobert, I thought last year saying, hey, he got my MVP vote, was kind of the, you know, maybe a final true admission that, hey, what this guy does is just, it's so special. It's so difficult to try and, you know, stop one-on-one. What I need to do is play my job, defend him as best I can one-on-one, and then still do my team defense thing, still try and protect the rim when the rest of this Nuggets team gets into the paint. And if I can do that, you know, Jokic can get his, and the Jazz can probably still give them a chance to win the game. As I mentioned, they did that two out of the three times last year. So he doesn't need to take this, you know, challenge as like a, hey, I have to shut down Nikola Jokic or I've done bad. He needs to play his team defense like he always does, hope Jokic has a bad night, and hope his Jazz teammates can help him on the defensive end of the floor.
Ben Anderson joining us here on Unrivaled as we get you going up here into your the coverage of pregame right here on the Jazz Radio Network and 97.5 1280 The Zone. I was looking at this game, you know, on the schedule, and I'm kind of going, you know, this is one that, I don't know, the NBA doesn't really have necessarily rivalries like you have in some of these traditional. And I thought, are the Nuggets a rival? And is it a regional thing, or is it really just whatever team is good and the one that you have to go through to get that, you know, and division titles are garbage in the NBA, but
no, they're not. They're very meaningful.
No, they're not. So what is this? Like, how does this game sit with both of these teams? Do they look at it like a rivalry, or is that not even a thing in the NBA?
I think there was probably more of a rivalry when these two teams were trying to prove that they belong. Now the Nuggets have made a Western Conference Finals after beating the Jazz and beating the Clippers. The Jazz have finished the season with the best regular season record. So I don't know if it's necessarily trying to fight for, hey, we're a for-real team. I don't think anyone's questioning that both of these teams are legitimately incredibly talented and have high ceilings and you potentially have championship ceilings. I'm not sure that rivalry is there necessarily. But certainly, you know, the fact that they both win a lot of games at home because of altitude, the fact that they've kind of had these weird stars show up on their team where Rudy Gobert was the 27th pick actually by the Nuggets and Nikola Jokic was selected in the second round, that Donovan Mitchell was a former Jazz guy that, you know, or I should say a former Nugget on draft night that got traded to the Jazz, that Jamal Murray, it kind of has this Donovan Mitchell type of flair to his game. And obviously we remember what they did to each other in the playoffs. So I think a little bit of it's there. I don't know if there's a real hatred for this team, but also I think some of that might come from coaching, where neither Michael Malone or Quinn Snyder, I think, is the type of coach that's going to go out and say, hey, this is our rival. We don't like these guys. We've got to take them out. And, you know, there's not enough bad blood probably historically for that to be the case, where there might be some between, you know, the Knicks and the Celtics or the Celtics and the Lakers or some of those teams in the Eastern Conference.
Jazz are working on improving their perimeter defense. How would you rate their performance so far in the season? Is it something that's working or is it a work in progress?
Yeah, I think just statistically, it's looked really good because Shai Gilgeous-Alexander went 7-for-17 on opening night in Salt Lake City. So I think that's a bonus. You know, Lu Dort only went 2-of-10, so that's really nice. And then you saw the other night, De'Aaron Fox, I think, went something like 4-of-15. You know, he just did not go off. I think Davion Mitchell, the rookie, who was so good defensively, still only shot 1-of-8 from the floor for 3 points. So if you're just looking at the raw numbers of what the Jazz have done, so far, so good. You know, that's what you're hoping. But it does seem like shooting percentages across the NBA have been down, including the Jazz, who are, you know, they're like 42%, 43% right now from the floor as a team. And last year they were up at 46%. Their three-point shooting's down at just 33% right now. It was up at 38% last year. So it does feel like a lot of teams are getting off to a slow start shooting the ball this year, and maybe the Jazz are just benefiting from that. But, you know, it's a good sign. It's a sign you want. You want to see those percentages for the other team down as well, and the Jazz have been so far.
Ben Anderson, you can hear him on The Zone, 97.5, 1280 The Zone, and The Zone Sports Network, 10 a.m. to noon every day with Jake Scott. And we're looking forward to it. I'm assuming, are you doing some duties tonight with the game? Are you doing any pre and post? What's the deal now? I mean, are they making you work more? I mean, my heavens.
No, I mean, thankfully, I don't have to work anymore. But no, I'm heading down to the arena to talk to Quinn Snyder, coming up here in just a few minutes, and then we'll have your coverage. And, you know, it's an 8 p.m. game. So, again, another late night, and then back at it tomorrow morning.
Back at it tomorrow morning. You hear him at 10 a.m., and you can read his byline also tonight after the game, not too long after. Ben Anderson is at KSLSports.com.
You can also join Jake and Ben Friday at the Warehouse from 10 to noon. Price is so low, it will blow your mind. Boom! Boom!
Yeah, we know about that. All right, Ben, thanks for hanging out, man. We'll talk to you again.
See you guys.
All right, we got to get things going here.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.